MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Trading now with Andrew Waller, Grinrod CEO. They had results for year in December. Revenue down a smidgen, 3.75 billion versus 3.83 billion. Diluted headline loss at 24.6 versus 22.5 cents for the full year. Andrew, morning. Appreciate your early morning time. When I go through your results, on the surface, as I mentioned, revenue down a little, headline loss. Operationally, though, it looks like actually a considering pandemic and a year that no one anticipated, operationally, actually not a bad year for Grinrod broadly.
Indeed, Simon. Yes, thank you. If you could have told us that we'd get to these numbers in May or June, we would never have believed you. So, very good set of results from certainly the freight services team, and the bank themselves also managing to steer through what was a very difficult time for everybody.
Yeah, tough for all. Ports and terminals doing well. You mentioned in the results a strategic focusing on the corridor approach. Explain the corridor approach to us, how that works for Grinrod.
So we all know that the most important part of getting product to China and India out of Africa is the logistics chain. You can almost add another double again of the cost of transport onto the mineral cost. Mm-hmm. So we've got to focus on making sure that we get everything out of that logistics chain possible to make it affordable for the miners. And the same with the agri. We've got to make sure that we work with the customers to get the product to the end. And helping get that product out of Africa is our key.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, I remember years ago actually looking at a presentation from Grinrod and being startled, not startled, but surprised that if we were looking for Africa exposure, Grinrod was in the rest of the continent way more than the traditional sort of, you know, Standard Banks or ShopRites or the like. And that's essentially, you're going to pick up that citrus or that commodity at source and you give that entire supply chain to the company.
That's absolutely the aim, yes, Simon. Quite right. And you say exposure to Africa, 60% of our revenue is now outside of South Africa, in Africa. So, yes, quite a lot of exposure in Mozambique, the Congo. Obviously, we are helping take the copper out of the Congo and put the sulfur in. We're running trains on the Dar es Salaam line, as well as the North-South corridor. So lots of exposure outside of Southern Africa, and obviously a dollar, which did help us a little bit in the current year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You meant in northern Mozambique, that's the liquefied natural gas. The media reports of conflicts in the region. Is that as bad as the media says? Is it having an impact or is it something which is there but which you're able to manage?
So yeah, a very difficult position in northern Mozambique. It's obviously been there for a long, long time. We remember the war back many, many years ago, and it hasn't been properly resolved. And of course, as soon as you get a development like the gas development, it is going to come to the surface. So a lot of work that the government has to do. We work under the auspices of Total there in the north. They run everything in that area. So we're very much driven by their protocols. They're working hard with, as you know, a number of governments to make sure that unrest is settled. Mm-hmm. Yes, as you would expect, media is always over the top and a little late. So we're not quite in the position that you read at the moment.
No, I take your point in that. Media likes a good story. What do they say? If it bleeds, it leads. A quick last question, and this isn't directly you, because, of course, Grinrod Shipping is now separate. A lot of reports earlier in the year around container shortages. Is that an impact for you, or is that somebody else's problem, or has it resolved its way out of the system?
So we do have a number of ships. We have four ships in our business that run around the coast, and we have seven servicing Mozambique at the moment. But those we've got all on long-term contracts. So we're okay as a business on the shipping, on the ship side. On the containers themselves, with all of the COVID shutdowns, the containers all ended up in the wrong places in the world. Yeah. All those supply chains all over the place. So we are helping the likes of Maersk to reposition containers to the east again, and that has helped us a little bit in the second half. So yes, there's a Our customers and our carrying and forwarding businesses are crying because those rates on the containers are exceptionally high.
Yeah.
But I do think that you're going to see, I mean, we've seen it across the board, all shipping rates now, the Handys, the Supermaxes, the Capes, and even the tankers, all those rates are now starting to rise due to the lack of building over the last five to 10 years that has occurred in the market.
No, I got you on that. Okay, so just the capacity issue. We'll leave that there. Andrew Waller, CEO Grindrod, so appreciate your early morning time. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 30. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA, authorized financial service provider, license number 50483.